Shalom Avracha Rabbi Yisrael Be'ez Hashem continues Shari Tshuva, Shir number 111, the sixth way of inspiration in Ois Tes Vav, of arousing ourselves, encouraging ourselves to do Tshuva, to repent to Hashem. What is this sixth way? Rabbeinu Yoina tells us we have to be ready at all times. What's to be ready for what? We have to be ready at all times to take a trip. And we don't have any tickets for this trip, and it's a one-way ticket. Rabbeinu Yoina says this is for death. We have to be ready for Yoim HaMisa. What does it mean to be ready for Yoim HaMisa? That means we have to be ready and do tshuva and ask Hashem for forgiveness and ask our chaverim and people ben adam lechaveri for forgiveness as well. If you might have offended somebody, harmed somebody. And that means throughout the day that we live in, from the morning to the afternoon, from the afternoon to the evening, from the evening when you go to sleep, throughout the day, we should train ourselves to think like accountants. How did I do so far today? You know, you see in the back of these big trucks, how's my driving? And you see a phone number. Sometimes you might want to call them. I know what you're thinking, right? How's my driving? So we should ask ourselves these questions. How's my behavior? How am I talking today? How am I treating others today? How's my davening to Hashem? How's my mitzvahs? You know, did a person take us three steps back in Shemona Esrei? Pause a second and say, wait a minute, did I stop? Did I start? Did I finish? Where am I holding Shemona Esrei? Does he not know if he benched or didn't bench? If he said Ashi Yatzar or didn't say Ashi Yatzar? There's so many nisim, so many wonders, miracles that are taking place when the person uses the facilities and goes to the bathroom. And the person can go in and go out. And we have a bracha to thank Hashem. Are we having kavanah when we make this bracha? Unfortunately, right now, we're davening for some yeshuas, and should be good news to hear from what the tragedy happened in Florida. Unfortunately, it seems like almost every other week, Rachman Letzon Le'Yelenu, we should never say another one. This is one moment they're in the building, and then it collapses. And it just collapses. And unfortunately, some people are gone. Just in a moment's time. And that's what Rabbeinu is telling us. We never know. Kol eis yikoin likras eloikov. One should always prepare himself to encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lo yeda ha'odom eis itoy. A person doesn't know when this time will be to leave this world. Al kein. Kil yoysov yishtoinen. It's a little poetic. It's beautiful here. Kil yoysov yishtoinen uvitztoka yikoinen. He should arouse himself. His conscience should wake himself up. And he should have firmly established himself with righteousness. With righteousness. Sometimes people have an attitude when it comes to improving. Let's say they want to start a diet. So one of the things they say is, after Pesach. You can't start a diet on Pesach. It's not possible. So Pesach comes and goes. A few months later, then it's almost Sukkot. It's almost Rosh. It's not possible. How are you going to diet or Shani? You know, Yom Kippur you could diet. Okay. How are you going to diet on Sukkot? So I say after Sukkot. Then the question becomes, which Pesach, which year, which Sukkot of what year are they going to start dieting? That's the next question. We have to start today. We have to start improving today. We have to prepare ourselves today to greet Hashem. The Hashiv Ruchoi. To give our neshama back to Hashem in the same state of tahara. You see a cute little baby, innocent baby, just born. You know what they have? A pure neshama. They didn't do anything wrong. We say every single morning, Elokai neshama shenasata bi tahirahi. The neshama that you, Hashem, gave me is tahiri. Now what do we continue saying? You, Ata Varosa Hashem, you created Ata, you gave it to me, and I'm going to be machzir, I'm going to give it back to you. And we want to be able to give that the neshama tahira back to Hashem the same way Hashem gave it to us. How do we can do that? Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechteh. There's no such thing as somebody who never made a mistake. No such thing. Okay, so you'll tell me the Gemara of Basra and after Zion that has a list of the four people. Okay, fine. We covered that just now. Besides for that, we all make mistakes. That's why Ben Yon is telling us, let's realize, death is a reality. If that's the case, let's make sure we do tshuva on a daily basis. Throughout the day, let's examine our ways. So if and when that time will come, before Mashiach Tzidkenu, we'll be ready to stand in front of Hashem.